Okay, so today, let's dive into something pretty interesting, I think. It's something that's, kind of timeless, but also feels really relevant right now. It's righteousness. And, you sent us some fascinating stuff from Discover Jesus. And I gotta say, their approach is really intriguing. They kind of encourage us to look at who Jesus was before
Before
Christianity.
all of that.
Like stripping away, all those centuries of dogma and interpretation and all of that.
It is a fascinating lens to look at it through, isn't it? Instead of just seeing him through, the lens of established religion, we get to meet Jesus as like a historical figure, a teacher, whose words and actions, really resonated with people back then.
And that's what we're diving into today. What Jesus actually taught about righteousness.
Interesting.
Not the, fire and brimstone, the kind that we're used to hearing about. But the kind that might actually help us live better lives, connect more deeply with others, and, maybe even make the world a little bit better. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Let's do it. Okay, cool. So one of the things that struck me about the Discover Jesus materials is how they differentiate between true righteousness and what they call self-righteousness.
Oh yeah, we've all met those people who seem more concerned with like appearing righteous
Totally.
than actually being righteous.
It's like the people who post their every workout on social media,
Oh, totally.
but then talk about all their friends behind their back.
Yeah, it's all for show.
It's all outward.
It's not inner substance.
Yeah, no inner substance. Exactly. And Discover Jesus is highlighting that according to Jesus. True righteousness comes from like a real inner transformation.
It's not about the rules. It's about cultivating like this genuine goodness that comes from within.
So it's not about checking boxes or like racking up good deeds, but it's about changing who we are
Yeah, it's deeper.
on the inside. Yeah, that's pretty profound. But how do we actually do that? Like, how do we actually cultivate this inner transformation?
Well, Discover Jesus outlines these four key steps, and they might actually surprise you.
Okay, lay it on me.
First and foremost, forgiveness.
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 Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Holding on to all that, grudges and anger, it doesn't really create like a peaceful inner world
No, it really doesn't.
from anyone.
No, not at all.
So,
But it's not just about letting go of all that negativity. It's about, choosing to forgive just as we ourselves have been forgiven. And they argue that this is like the foundation of true righteousness.
So like paying it forward, we get forgiveness and then we share that with other people and recognize that everybody makes mistakes.
Of course, ourselves included.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that leads us to step two.
Okay, what's number two?
Loving ourselves.
Loving ourselves.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought righteousness was about putting other people first.
That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
But Discover Jesus points out that you can't really love other people
Oh.
unless you first learn to love and accept yourself.
Right.
You know, it's about recognizing your own worth,
Okay.
even with all your flaws.
Oh, wow.
Think about it.
Yeah.
If you're constantly beating yourself up, how can you possibly offer someone else compassion?
That's a really good point. You can't give what you don't have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you fill yourself up with self-love, it overflows into love for everyone else.
Okay.
And that brings us to step three.
Okay, I'm ready. What's number three?
Recognizing love as the highest ethical principle.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay, I'm all ears.
What do they mean by love as the highest ethical principle?
Yeah, what are we talking about here? We're not just talking about romantic love, are we?
No.
Okay.
Discover Jesus is talking about love in like the biggest, most universal sense.
Okay.
Like seeing that divine spark in every single person
Okay.
and treating everyone with respect and compassion and understanding,
Yeah.
even if they're different from us,
Yeah.
even if they challenge us.
I like that. So instead of like, rigidly following all these rules, we just let life guide us.
Exactly.
You're like an inner compass
That's a great way to put it.
that always points us in the right direction.
Yeah, towards what's truly right.
I like that.
And that leads us to the fourth and final step.
Okay, hit me with number four.
Moral conduct
Okay.
as the natural outcome of love.
Okay, so you're saying that when we are truly filled with love, we just naturally want to act
yeah.
in a way that shows it.
Yeah, it's about kindness, mm-hmm. generosity, honesty, integrity, all the stuff that just flows from a heart full of love.
Yeah, I'm starting to see how these all connect.
Yeah.
They all build on each other. It's a journey.
It is.
It's not just like checking things off a list.
Right.
Here's what I'm wondering, though.
Okay.
Where does faith fit in?
Yeah.
Because Discover Jesus is all about,
yeah.
you know, exploring Jesus outside of organized religion.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's where it gets really fascinating. I think the Discover Jesus approach kind of suggests that faith,
yeah.
it isn't about just blindly believing stuff or following dogma.
Right.
Instead, they kind of present it as this like deep trust
okay.
in something bigger than ourselves.
Okay.
A trust that helps us tap into this wellspring of love and forgiveness.
So it's less about believing, you know, a set of rules
right.
or doctrines
yeah.
and more about like cultivating a feeling of connection and trust.
Exactly.
Okay. I can see how that kind of aligns
yeah.
with their focus on this inner transformation.
Exactly. And they argue that this trust, this faith
yeah.
is what allows us to truly embrace forgiveness.
Okay.
It's recognizing that we're already loved and accepted
mm-hmm.
without any conditions.
Right.
Not because we've earned it.
Right.
But just because we are.
It takes the pressure off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be perfect.
You don't have to be perfect to be loved.
To be loved, exactly.
And that feeling of being loved without any conditions, of knowing that you're forgiven,
yeah.
even with all your imperfections.
Right.
That's what inspires us to live righteously.
Okay.
It's not about avoiding punishment
yeah.
or, you know, trying to win some reward.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this natural outpouring
okay.
of gratitude and love.
It's like when somebody's incredibly kind to you.
Yeah.
You can't help but want to do the same for others.
Exactly. The goodness just ripples outward.
Yeah. I love that.
And as we live righteously,
yeah.
as we embody those qualities of love and compassion, our faith actually deepens.
Okay.
It becomes less of a concept and more of something we live.
Like an experience.
Exactly.
So it's a cycle.
It is.
Faith leading to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness strengthening faith.
Yeah.
But Discover Jesus takes it a step further, right?
They do.
They talk about this idea of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
And how it all connects.
Yeah.
And they're not talking about, you know, pearly gates and harps, right?
Not at all. This is where they really break from traditional interpretations.
Right.
They're saying that righteousness isn't about
mm-hmm.
getting into heaven after we die.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that we're already part of the kingdom of heaven.
Whoa, okay.
Right here, right now.
So what does kingdom of heaven actually mean then?
It's not a physical place.
Okay.
It's more like a state of being.
Okay.
It's about aligning yourself with the principles that Jesus taught.
Yeah.
Love, forgiveness, and unity.
Okay.
It's about recognizing how connected we all are.
Yeah.
And living in a way that shows that.
So instead of waiting for some kind of reward later,
right.
we can create heaven here on earth
yeah.
by living those principles now.
Exactly.
I like that.
It is empowering, isn't it?
It is.
And the more we do that, the more we extend that kingdom outward.
Okay.
It's not about converting people.
Right.
But just inspiring them to live more lovingly, more compassionately.
Right. More righteously.
Exactly.
Like we're all these little sparks.
I love that.
Of divinity that can light up the world.
What a beautiful image. And that brings us to a really crucial point.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just cultivate inner righteousness.
Okay.
We have to actually do something with it.
So it's not enough to just be a good person
right.
in our own little world.
It can't stop that.
We have to go out and use our righteousness.
Exactly.
To make a difference.
And here's the thing.
Okay.
Discover Jesus really emphasizes
yeah.
that this service,
oh.
it shouldn't feel like some chore
right.
or obligation.
Like we have to do it.
Exactly. It's not about, you know, racking up good deeds
yeah.
to impress somebody, right?
It comes from joy.
Okay.
A real desire to share the love and yeah. abundance we've experienced.
So less should and more want.
Exactly.
We serve others because it feels good.
It brings us joy.
Yeah.
It makes us feel fulfilled.
I like that.
And that's what makes it sustainable.
Yeah.
It's not about forcing ourselves to be good.
Right.
It's about letting that inner goodness out.
Right.
And expressing it and yeah. how we act.
That's a really nice way to think about it.
Yeah.
But let's be real.
Okay.
The world can be a tough place.
They can.
There's a lot of pain and injustice out there.
Yeah.
And sometimes our little acts of kindness just don't feel like enough.
Right. Like a drop in the ocean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Does Discover Jesus address that?
They do.
Okay.
They acknowledge that putting these principles into practice.
Yeah.
It's not always easy.
Right.
It takes courage.
Yeah.
Resilience.
Yeah.
And a willingness to keep showing up.
Keep going, even when it's hard.
Even when we're feeling discouraged. Exactly.
Mm.
So how do we stay motivated then?
That's where faith comes back in.
Okay.
Remember that loop we were talking about?
A faith righteousness cycle.
Exactly. Every act of kindness, yeah, no matter how small, strengthens our faith.
Okay.
And that faith gives us more hope, yes, and the energy to keep going.
So it's like a muscle.
Yeah.
The more we use it,
mm-hmm,
the stronger it gets.
That's a great way to put it.
And Discover Jesus reminds us that,
yeah,
even if we can't, you know, fix everything.
Right.
Our actions still matter.
They do.
They make
it create ripples of kindness.
Like the butterfly effect.
Exactly.
A small change in one place,
yeah,
can have these huge effects.
That I might not even see.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And who knows, maybe all those little ripples will eventually turn into some big wave of change.
It's a nice thought.
Yeah, that could transform the whole world.
Yeah.
In ways we can't even imagine.
Oh, we can't even imagine.
Okay, so this deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
We've explored what righteousness really means.
Yeah.
And how it's different from, you know, that self-righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
We see so much in the world.
Correct.
And how it's all connected to faith.
Yeah.
And wanting to help others.
Absolutely.
We've learned that true righteousness starts with an inner change.
It starts inside.
Yeah. A change in our hearts and minds,
mm-hmm,
that makes us more loving and compassionate.
Yeah. It changes how we are in the world.
And we've learned that it's not about following a bunch of rules.
No.
But letting love be our guide.
Exactly.
Letting it show in what we do every day.
In everything we do.
Like a powerful idea.
It is.
But it's not always easy to put into practice.
No, it's a challenge.
It really challenges us to step outside our comfort zones.
Right. To think bigger.
And be better.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
into righteousness,
yeah,
we'll leave you with one last question.
Right.
What will your ripple of kindness be?
That's a great question.
How will you take these principles,
yeah,
and make them your own? Hmm. Keep exploring. Keep questioning.
Yeah.
Keep diving deep.
Keep diving deep.
Into your own heart.
That's what it's all about.